The letter was prepared in documents by a woman named Bruce, one of the agency's three best counterfeiters. Tacked to the corkboard just above the work table in her small lab were letters written by Ricky. Excellent samples, much more than she needed. With the same pen and paper as Ricky, she wrote a nice little note to Al. The text had been prepared by someone else. She did not know who. It was, "Hey, Al, where have you been? Why haven't you written? Don't forget about me," that kind of letter, but with a nice little surprise. Since Ricky couldn't use the phone, he was sending Al a cassette tape with a brief message from deep inside rehab. Bruce fit the letter onto one page, then worked for an hour on the envelope. The postmark she applied was from Neptune Beach, Florida. She didn't seal the envelope. Her little project was inspected, then taken to another lab. The tape was recorded by a young agent who had studied drama at Northwestern. In a soft, accentless voice, he said, "Hey, Al, this is Ricky. Hope you're happy to hear my voice. They won't let us use the phones around here, but for some reason we can send tapes back and forth." His entire narrative was nothing but babble. No plans were discussed for his release. No hint of where he might go or what he might do. Only a vague reference about seeing Al one day. They were not yet ready to bait Al Conyers. The sole purpose of the tape was to hide within its casing a transmitter strong enough to lead them to Lake's hidden file. A tiny bug in the envelope was too risky. Al might be smart enough to find it. At Mailbox America in Chevy Chase, the CIA placed the envelope with the tape in Lake's box. 4 hours later, with a dozen agents watching every move, Lake the Jogger jumped from a cab in front of Mailbox America, darted inside, his face hidden by the long bill of a running cap, went to his box, pulled out the mail, and hurried back into the cab. 6 hours later, they followed him to the airport, watched the Boeing 707 take off, then called Langley. The search ended in the kitchen 10 minutes after it began. A handheld receiver caught the signal from the cassette tape, and they found it in the wastebasket, along with an empty half-gallon milk jug. A maid came twice a week. Lake had simply left the garbage for her to take care of. They couldn't find Lake's file because he didn't have one. Smart man, he tossed away the evidence. Teddy was almost relieved when he got word. Whatever Lake did in his secret life, he worked hard not to leave a trail.